ప్రణమామయ విగ్రహాయ హిమావదిభ్యో ఛవిసుందరాయ తస్మై మహాప్రేమరసప్రదాయ శ్రీ చైతన్యచంద్రాయ నమ నమస్తే. చైతన్యచంద్రాయ నమ నమస్తే. చైతన్యచంద్రాయ నమ నమస్తే. శ్రీ చైతన్యచంద్రాయ నమ. I am very happy to come here, meet you all here, this auspicious day. This is Jagannath, Lord Jagannath's Nandasa bathing ceremony today, full moon day. So, I'll speak something on that topic, Jagannath. So, Jagannath takes public bath today. That's Indrav, Jagannath Puri, you might have seen, and Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra sit there. They took public bath today. Why this is so? Why this day he takes public bath? At the occasion? You know? Anybody knows? This is Jagannath. Yes, what is that? Jagannath's birthday. Today is Jagannath's birthday. Jagannath is Krishna. Krishna's birthday is the month of Bhadrava, that is Ashtami, dark fortnight, eighth day of dark fortnight, isn't it? Krishna Ashtami. How it is the birthday of Jagannath? Jagannath, who is Krishna? This is another question. How can you say?
This is the day that Jagannath manifests in this form, Krishna manifests.
Yes, Jagannath manifested on this day. You understand? Jagannath is carved out of wood. So he appeared in the form of wood today. Three logs of wood. Three logs of wood. He appeared in that form today. That is his birthday. You understand? Skanda Puran is mentioned. So he takes public bath today. You understand? After, from this day, after 2 weeks, 15 days after, then Rasadatra will come. Kar festival will come. Jagannath will be painted nicely. Navajaubana Vesha, new, youthful, Vesha, do you understand? Form, come out to give darshan. The Rasadatra will, then after 15 days from today, Rasadatra will take place. You understand? So, this is the birthday. Why then? Next question comes. So on this day, we should offer prayer to Lord Jagannath. Understand? We should offer prayer to Lord Jagannath, beg for mercy. So I'll recite Jagannath's prayer, pranam. You will repeat it. Yes, they'll get mercy of Jagannath. Deva Deva Jagannatho ప్రపన్నాత్మవినాశన రాహి మాం పుండరికాఖ్యో పతితం భవసాగరే నమస్తే జగదాధారో జగదాత్మన నమస్తుతే కైవల్య త్రిగుణాతీత గుణాంజన నమస్తుతే కరుణామృత పాథోధి సుధామ్ని నమన్ నమ దీనధారైక గుహాయ కృపాపాథోధయ నమ పరిత్రాహి జగన్నాథో దీనబంధో నమస్తుతే నిస్తీనోహం భవాన్ధి ప్రాప్యతం తరణిం సుఖాం. జయ జగన్నాథ్. నాల్పే ప్రణామ్ టు బలదేవ్. నమస్తే సుహళగ్రామ namaste musharayudho
namaste musharayudho
namaste revati kanto
namaste revati kanto
namaste bhaktavatsala
namaste bhaktavatsala
namaste balinam shrestho
namaste balinam shrestho
namaste dharani dharo
namaste dharani dharo
Prambhari namaste tu
Prambhari namaste tu
Rahiman Krishna purvajo
Rahiman Krishna purvajo
Jai Baladev ji ki
Jai
My offer pranam to Subhadra Mother Subhadra Subhadra Devi tvam Vishnu mayapi
Devi tvam Vishnu mayapi
Mohayanti characharam
Mohayanti characharam
Rūta-padvāsana-sasthāsi
Rūta-padvāsana-sasthāsi
Vishnu-bhāvānu-sārini
Vishnu-bhāvānu-sārini
Jaya-devī-bhakti-dākri
Jaya-devī-bhakti-dākri
Prasīda-paramishwari
Prasīda-paramishwari
Jaya-devī-subhadretam
Jaya-devī-subhadretam
Sarvesaṁ bhadradāyini
Sarvesaṁ bhadradāyini
Subhadrāji ki jaya
Jaya
Nā illā parpanāṁ tu sudarsam Chakra Sudarsana mahajvāna
Sudarsana mahajvāna
Kuti surjya samaprabho
Kuti surjya samaprabha
Sagyānati mirandhānaṁ
Sagyānati mirandhānaṁ
Vaikunthābdha pradarsaka
Vaikunthābdha pradarsaka
Namaste nitya vilāsa
Namaste nitya vilāsa
Vaisam vaisnavāstro niketana
Vaisnavāstro niketana
Vajyabhiyam jadrupaṁ Vishnastat pranamāmiyaṁ Sudarsan ji ki
jai
Jai jai Jagannath Baladev Subhadra ji Sudarsan ji ki jai So why this Krishna Jagannath is Krishna Balaram their sister Subhadra Why they have these horns? Huh? Big, big eyes, dilated eyes, and hands, legs, tongue, isn't it? Whitish. No? Anybody knows why this part? Huh? What is that? Why Mahabhava? Why Mahabhava? Krishna feels separation from what happened to Balaram and Subhadra. Why they are that far?
They were hearing this story.
What story? From Vilana. Baba. Why he came like that? That she should understand. Why that one came up?
He's unfinished. The king.
Why unfinished? Why that form?
Because the king promised that...
That's not the reason.
Okay.
Everything takes place by the will of the Lord. So why? Lord will that he'll appear in that form. Then not finished... Being promised, this is external things. This external, bhaiyo. Huh? But the real cause, you should understand. Huh? Krishna left Vraja Bhumi, came to Mathura, then went to Dwaraka, married more than 16,000 wives. They are all serving Krishna. Huh? You understand? Very nicely. Still, Krishna is not happy. Krishna is not happy. So, he's just staying there, but his mind, heart, everything in Vrajabhumi. You understand? Dancers of Vrajabhumi, especially Radharani, father and mother, Nanda Yashoda, cowherd boys. Very dear. though the queens are serving, still sometimes Krishna, while sleeping, Radhe, 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 delirium like that. Huh? Radhe, 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 Gopi, Gopi, Gopi. Queens think, what is this? We are taking so much care. Huh? What that Radhe, Radhe, Gopi, Gopi, who are they? Huh? Why our most beloved husband is thinking like that? And while sleeping, the dream, just madman's delirium, uttering this. They don't know. You understand? And they have no access to Brother Bhumi. They have no access. Because they are Isorjamai, full of opulence. You understand? Brother Bhumi Leela, Brother Leela, is Madhurjamai Leela. Huh? Madhurjamai. What do you say in English?
Sweet, can't you get
it? Yes, very sweet. No question of opulence. You understand there? Huh? It's Madhurjamai Leela. Madhurjo, Isorjo. Opulence, Isorjo. Madhurjo, very sweet, transcendental, sweet Leela. You understand? There is Aishwarya is covered up with Madhurya in Brajbhumi. Whereas Mathura and Dwaraka, Madhurya is covered up with Aishwarya. Understand? Understand. So they have no access there. The queens, Rukmini, Satyabhama, Jambavati, so many wives. They are Aishwaryamai, full of opulence, not Madhurya-mai. The damsels of Brajbhumi, and chief is Radhani, they are all Madhurjamai. You understand? Their love is pure love, not mixed with Jnana and Aishwarya. Pure love. You understand? But love of this, the wives of Krishna, is mixed with Jnana and Aishwarya. It's mixed, mixed love, not pure. Jnana, Aishwarya, mixed, then Priti Sankuchita. The love becomes shrunken. Love becomes stronger. Do you understand? Yes. They follow. Once Krishna, yes. Once they wanted to know what is the reason. What is that? Why Krishna is sometimes dream, sleeping, uttering Radhe, Radhe, Gopi, Gopi. What is that? So they asked Rohini Mata, Mother Rohini. Mother, please tell us, what is that? Huh? Why Krishna is always thinking like that? We are taking so much care. Mother Rohini says, Brother Leela, oh, so sweet Madhurjamai Leela, and so, see, nectarian intoxicated Leela, and sweet. What shall I give description? It's such Leela, if I will say, it's so attractive, even Krishna Balaram will be attracted towards it. It's so attractive, Leela. Do you understand? Yes, please tell. At least we should be here. We have no access, we cannot go there. We cannot take part in Rasa dance or something. We are deprived of that. Aishwaryamai. Do you follow? They requested Rohini, Mother Rohini to hear. Mother Rohini said, a large big hall was there. All 60, more than 6,000 wives assembled there. Mother Rohini said, yes, I'll tell you, but I have one condition. If Krishna and Balaram will come, his Leela is so attractive. They will be attracted. If they will come, everything will be marked, finished. I can speak. You understand? So, one should guard at the door. One should guard. Stay there at the door. If Krishna Balaram is coming, he should give indication, I will stop. Who will do this thing? All are interested in hearing. They requested Subhadra. All right, you go and guard there. Subhadra went. Doorstep and stretching hands in two sides. guard the bar the entrance. Huh? You understand? Subhadra's ancestors are sideways. You understand? They became ecstatic, their hands sunk, pushed into this. So Subhadra had no hand during the field. Pushed into this. But Balaram and Jagannath, this. You follow? So Rohini Mahara started such nice, interesting, intoxicating stories, so attractive. Always concentrated attention, all are hearing. Subhadra standing still, hearing. So, hearing such stories, Subhadra became such brother leader, became ecstatic. So, hands and legs sunk and pushed into the body. Eyes dilated. In the meantime, Krishna Balaram came. You understand? And Subhadra, already intoxicated, she couldn't give indication. Krishna Balaram came, the Jagannath, or Krishna this side, Balaram that side stood. They heard what is going on. Oh, brother Lila, so sweet. Krishna is always thinking of that thing. All of them became ecstatic. Hands and legs, Sankarnam, dilated eyes. Three forms standing. Jagannath, Subhadra, Baladev. In the meantime, this came, Narada came. Narada from a distance saw such ecstatic forms. This is Mahabhava Prakasa. Understand? Saw from distance. You understand? We follow. When Narada came nearer, then they, let's say, wound up that form, finished. Then natural legs, hands came out. But Narada said, I have already seen this form. I have already seen that form. And my request, this form should be appear, and should be open, or shift. That is Jagannath. Understand? Balabhadra, Subhadra, and that form. This is Narada's request. So, this is one day's incident. Another day, always Krishna is thinking of Radharani. You understand? Gopis, Vrajbhumi. And feeling acute pang of separation from Radha. There Radharani and all gopis are feeling acute pang of separation from Krishna. Krishna is here, feeling acute pang of separation from Radha and gopis. You understand? Especially Radharani, Krishna is thinking. And sometimes, Krishna also became fainted, unconscious. Yes. Yes. And same condition happened there. Radharani fainted, unconscious. Krishna here fainted, unconscious. Yes. Feeling of pang, acute pang of separation. You understand? Krishna is feeling the acute pang of separation of Radha, and Radharani is feeling the acute pang of separation of Krishna. So one day such thing happened. Krishna fainted and fell down unconscious. Consciousness is not coming back. What to be done? So, by the arrangement of providence, Narada Rishi, Narada Muni came and Uddhava came there. Understood? Uddhava and Narada Muni. Narada Muni came and Uddhava came. They are very dear to Krishna. Narada and Uddhava. And they know everything. All knowing personality. Narada knows everything. Yes. Narada Muni and Buddha said, oh, this is Krishna became fainted and because thinking of Radharani. You understand? Acute feeling of pain. So, separation of Radharani, that's therefore, Krishna's condition is like that. And There is some mystery. This is a wonderful leela. Krishna is now going to manifest, they say. Understand? So wonderful leela. Is leela purushottama. Wonderful leela is going to manifest. Still, they are all in anxiety. How they can bring back the consciousness of Krishna? All of them are in anxiety. In the middle time, Balaram came. You understand? Balaram came. Then three are there, Balaram, Narada, Uddhava. They are discussing what to do, how to solve this problem, how to bring back the consciousness of Krishna. You understand? So they came to this conclusion that if Narada Muni will sing with his veena, understand, veena, the Vrajalila, and Krishna will hear, then will get back the consciousness. That is the clue. Understand? They came to conclusion, all three. Narada said, I can do it, but there is one danger. What danger? As soon as Krishna will get back his consciousness and wake up, he will never wait. He will run to Vrajabhumi. He will run very quickly to Vrajabhumi. You understand? Yes, that will happen, I understand. So, my request, tell Daruka to keep the chariot ready. Understand? Daruka chariot here. Tell Daruka to keep the chariot ready. As soon as he'll wake up, he must run. So let the chariot be ready. You understand? Then Uddhava thought up very deeply and said, yes, what you say, that's correct. But what I have understood, what is the condition now in Vrajabhumi? Very, very big, bad condition. All Vrajagopis, including Radharani especially, they are all dying, dying condition. Dying condition. Feeling pangs, acute pangs, Siddhartha and Krishna, they are in dying condition. If Krishna goes there and see them in this condition, Krishna cannot tolerate it. Krishna cannot tolerate it. Then the condition, this, per se, will be very precarious. Will be very, very precarious condition. And I apprehend we cannot get back Krishna. We cannot get back Krishna. Uddhava said like that. Then Narada said, Uddhava, you do the work of messenger, isn't it? Krishna's messenger. Krishna sent you to Vrajabhumi as messenger, Duta, carrying the message of love. So, I am saying, you go ahead. You go ahead to Vrajabhumi, Uddhava. And inform the all Vrajavasis. Krishna is coming from Dwarka. Krishna is coming from Dwarka. Just he has started journey, and he will come. Hearing this, Uddhava became morose and said, all right, Naradaji, whatever you say, I accept it on my head. I accept your order on my head, because you are a very elevated person. I have no objection, but I have one apprehension. What is that? You all might have known this thing, when Krishna sent me from Mathura as a messenger, carrying the message of love, I went there, I stayed there for 3 months. I had gone there to give them consolation. But what consolation I can give them? They're all this crying for Krishna. Feeling acute pangs of separation, Krishna and crying. If somebody will be crying, a friend will come, "Hey, why are you crying?" "Oh, my wife died." "Oh, wife died? Yeah, it is subject to death. Jatasya is shubha mrityu, isn't it?" "Oh, my wife left me." "Oh, yes, that's so natural. Left you. What is that?" Huh? It's temporary relationship. It's temporary everything in material world. Why are you crying, lamenting? But what consolation of give them? How can you say, "Don't cry for Krishna"? That will be great apparatus. That's a great offense on my part. Huh? We have perfect eternal loving relationship with Krishna. It's not temporary, not material. Anything material relationship breaks, then we'll give consolation. So what consolation I can give? I have no language. How can I say, "Don't cry"? Rather my heart says, "No, I will say, no, cry more, cry more, cry more." Yes, if you want to cry, only cry for Krishna. Yes. Yes, Mahaprabhu is teaching that. You have to cry for Krishna, feeling acute pain of separation is Radha Baba. So, I couldn't do anything. I said, all right, I am going back. So I'll tell Krishna everything and request him, "Please come, please go immediately, brother." I get these words to them. But Krishna has not yet gone. Yes. He, after this long interval, I go there and again tell, they won't put faith in my words. They say, you are a liar. You are told this thing to send Krishna immediately. Krishna has not come. And again saying, no. They won't put faith in my words. Understand me? Uddhava said like that. And they will all scold me. And bad names call, all bad names of me. Chai, how can I go? So, Balaram was hearing everything. Then they requested Balaram, "Please you go." Narada and Uddhava, understand? You understand? Balaram Prabhu, you go. You go. Then Balaram said, Balaram's heart is cracking. He said, "Narada, you see, I would have gone to brother. Yes. I would not have waited for that time. I would have gone to brother. But you think of very deeply. Your Prabhu Krishna only saying, 'Yes, I'll go, but not going. Only saying, I'll go. I saw. You saying only, I'll go, but not going. So, I said, Krishna is not going. I saw this thing. Then I went to brother. Balaram said, to give them consolation, I stayed there for 2 months. Yes. I told them, yes, please don't lament. Have patience. Krishna is coming. I have also told like that. But they are like a fish out of water. Krishna is their life. Isn't it? Their life has gone out. Now, acute pang of separation, they are all feeling their dying condition. I could see very well, without the presence of Krishna, the condition cannot be better. You understand? Yes. Yes. And they are all dying condition. Only by the presence of Krishna they will get back their life. Otherwise, no hope. Such condition. Especially, I went to Mother Yashoda. I touched her feet and said, Mother, Mother, please don't lament. I am going back to Dwarka. As soon as I reach Dwarka, I'll request Krishna to come here immediately. I have also told like that. You understand? I'll make all these arrangements. I'll send Krishna immediately. I told Mother Jasoda, please, have patience. What is that? I told Krishna, go there. But Krishna, yes, yes, I'll go, but not going. Not going. You follow? I say, oh, my brother Krishna, stop everything, all work here, immediately go to brother. I requested Krishna many times, because you are life of the Vasis. They are dying. He is out of life. And prior to that, whatever I had told Krishna, immediately had accepted. But my request, he has not accepted up till now. Krishna only saying, yes, I'll go. How can I go again? Do you follow? What shall I tell Mother Jasoda? How can I show my face to Mother Jasoda? What Mother Jasoda will think of me? Tell me. Understand? Balaram said like that. You understand? Saying this thing, Balaram started crying. He started crying. He felt so much. His heart cracked. Do you understand? At that time, Subhadra came. Understand? Subhadra came. All of you, don't think of anything. I will go. Subhadra said. I will go. Don't think of anything. Don't contemplate anything. I will go at first brother Bhumi. I am woman, Nari Jati. I am woman. I'll go to Mother Jasoda. I'll sit on her lap. I'll weep out the tears from her eyes with my sari. Then I'll say, oh my mother, hey, Krishna is coming. We have all made arrangement for Krishna coming. We both, brother and sister, we both started coming. On the way, road, and Krishna is coming. Many kings, many gentlemen, they had made nice gates decorated to give a welcome to Krishna. So Krishna is a bit late. So I came ahead to inform you. Do you understand? Understand my language? I'll tell like that. It's a bit late. It's a bit late, but still coming. I can. I have to give you this message. Have patience. Don't cry. Don't be so upset. Don't be in such anxiety. Then I'll go to all gopis and then tell them, yes, Krishna is coming a bit late. And you should know the male persons. They are little crooked. Male persons. But we women, very simple. Males are little crooked. You know, my sisters. So when I say the woman, they can put faith in my words. Subhadra said. So you all now engage yourself to welcome. How nice welcome to give to Krishna. Big festival. Arrange. All we engage now. Arranging festival. So I'll make them engaged. Understand? So they'll give up crying, lamentation, and I'll engage them in that way. Subhadra said. And all three, Narada, Uddhava, and Balaram, agreed to it. Oh yes, this is nice. Very good tapasa. Baladeva has some, Baladeva has affection, love and affection was for me. Baladeva thought of very seriously. He said, all right, why Subhadra will go alone? I'll go. Do you understand? So two chariots came. One for Balaram, one for Subhadra. Ratha Yatra, first Balaram goes, then Subhadra goes. And Jagannath comes late. Chariot. Three chariots were decorated. Now, Balaram said, I'll go with my sister, Subhadra. Then three chariots were decorated. Uddhava and Narada said, all right, you both, brother and sister, go. We'll make arrangements to send Krishna. Send Krishna. After you go, we'll make arrangements. We are giving you words. Understand? We are giving you words. So Balaram and Subhadra, they started. They ride up into the chariot, then started. Then when their ratha, wheels of their chariot rolled, then Balaram with his Veena Tantra started to sing Brajalila. Understand me? Started to sing Brajalila. Brajalila, Prema, Priti Lila, Madhujama Lila, Kirtan. Narada Muni started. And as soon as that Kirtan entered into the ears of Krishna, immediately he woke up. Immediately woke up, got back his consciousness, woke up, and jumped, stand up with three crooked, three bhanga-bhangi. Hey, where is my flute? Who took my flute? In Mathura and Dwaraka there is no flute. Only Brajabhumi there is flute. And Brajabhumi, three places crooked, three bhanga. Not Mathura Dwaraka. Krishna is not like that. No. Where is my flute? Mohana Murali, who took it? Oh, this is, the gopis have stolen. This is the work of gopis. Understand? Krishna said that thing. Saying this, oh, gopi, what are he? He ran. He is mad now. Krishna is mad now. You follow? He started running. Then, look that. Uddhava is there. Narada is there. He's always thinking of, Krishna always thinking of Brajabhumi, gopis and Radhani. He has forgotten that he is in Dwarka. He has forgotten that. Do you understand? And saying, where is my flute? A gopis have stolen it. Then he's looked. Uddhava, hey, Uddhava, why are you here in Brajabhumi? Uddhava, why are you here in Brajabhumi? Then, so Narada, Narada, why are you here in Brajabhumi? Krishna is completely forgetful that he is in Dwarka. All thinking of Brajabhumi. Why are you here? Then, both Uddhava say, and Narada say, oh, our Lord, you will go to Braja, therefore we have already prepared a chariot, go and sit there. Go and sit there. Already prepared, chariot is prepared, ratha is prepared. Please, go and sit. So always, Krishna is always thinking of Radharani, like a madman, intoxicated, liquor. Radha Prema Rasa. Mellow of Radha Prema, he has drunk. So intoxicated like madman. And this Mata, madman, both Narada and Uddhava helped Krishna to take him to ride Rasa, is such mad, like this, they say, oh, Rahira, Rahira. This condition. Huh? Then he sat on the other. Then Narada told Dargo, shut up, drive up, very speedily, great speed. Then Dargo drove Ratha and speed up the wind, Vayubhira. Understand? So, in the meanwhile, Subhadra, Balarama Ratha and Subhadra Ratha already reached Vrindavan. Meantime. Understand? Jagannath Krishna Ratha goes behind. Ratha. Understand me what I am saying? Yeah, this is Ratha. Just thinking this, thinking of Brajbhumi in that kind of form, Balaram became ecstatic. You understand? That is Mahabhav, Prakash. His hands, legs shrunken, eyes dilated. Yes, Balaram. Because what is the mood inside the external visible? Visibility is that. Immediately the form changes. Is the mood inside. That bhav, understand my language? Because there is no difference between deha and dehi, Balaram's deha and dehi. The difference is conditioned soul. Conditioned soul are different, deha and dehi. But Balaram, deha and dehi are not different. What is inside, that's outside. Understand my language? So, that is, in that form Balaram is with Jagannath is in Puri temple, that form. I dilated legs, hands, tongue. Ecstatic, Mahabhava. Understand? You are sleeping, why you are not hearing? And same condition is Subhadra also. Yes, Subhadra, same condition. You understand? Subhadra couldn't go to Mother Yashoda. That condition ecstatic. So, because thinking of Brajabhumi in that condition, they developed that bhava. So, other side, Radharani's condition. This is what? This is Brajabhava. Brajar Madhurima, sweetness of Brajabhumi. This is like ocean. Understand? The sweetness of Brajabhumi is like ocean. Now, this Balaram and Subhadra, they are drowning in that ocean now. Understand my language? That is Mahabhava, Prakasa, this Bhava. Understand my language? You understand? Yes, drowning in that ocean of Brajas Madhurima, Madhurya. Ocean like Madhurya, they are drowning. Understand language? Siddhavatara, yes. So, other side, what is the condition of Radharani? Radharani is in dying condition. Dying. This is really a leap for dying. Doubtful case. Whole Brajabhumi was in anxiety. Radharani is dying. Yes, almost death, dying condition. Her, all sakhis especially, very intimate, 8 sakhis, ashta sakhi, they were all sitting, surrounding her. They couldn't think of what to do. Such dying condition, our dearest sakhi. Do you understand? Hanging down their heads, they're sitting there, ashta sakhis. As if there is no life in them. They are also dying condition. You understand? Especially Lalita and Visakha, most intimate. And they were just having some patience. Just doing kirtan in the year of Radhani. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama. Krishna Nama Kirtanam, only they are doing Krishna Nama Kirtanam in the ears of Radharani. Understand, these two intimate Sakhis, Lalita and Visakha, and sometimes they take a piece of cotton and hold it here, whether breathing is coming or not. Very slow breathing. If the cotton sucks or not, makes it second or not, they just do sometime, whether Radharani is alive or dead. Such condition, Radharani's condition. Do you understand? And Radharani, in her kunja, Nidhuvana kunja, lying there, keeping her head on the hands of Lalita Sakhi, lying there. Understand me? Radharani, that kunja, Nidhuvana kunja. At that time, that Radharani's so-called husband, who? Ayana Ghosh, He came, so-called, not real husband is Krishna. His so-called is external only. Ayana Ghosh came, crying, as the feet of Radharani, took some dust from Radharani's feet, put on his head, and started saying, all worshipable Radhi, I had never touched your body. I have no such fortune. How come? He touched Radha's body, only Krishna can touch Radha's body. Nobody else but Krishna can touch. He said, I have not touched your body. I have no such fortune. But today, I get such opportunity to get some dust from your feet to Radhe. My life is successful today. I get some dust from your lotus feet and put on my head. Today my life is successful. All know that I am the pujari of Katyayani. Katyayani is pujari. Understand my language? Yes, Katyayani is pujari. And my worshipable Devi is Purnamasi. Understand? Purnamasi. It's Jogamaya. Purnamasi. Or Adhi. In order to release the parokya rasa, understand my language? Unwedded wife, parokya. In order to release parokya rasa, Krishna has manifested this lira. This Krishna's lira. Nobody can think it of. Braja lira, this Vauma lira, parokya rasa. And in order to nourish that lila, Krishna's, understand my language, releasing the parakya rasa, all gopis, Radharani, they are wives of Krishna. But in Braja Bhumi, they are wives of some others. Krishna does parakya, there is the parakya rasa, unwaited. Understand my language? This is Bhumi lila. This is Krishna's lila, and Purnamasi manifests all this lila. Jogamaya manifests all this lila. So, under the direction of Purnamasi, Vrindadevi made this arrangement of my marriage with you. Understand? My marriage with you. But you are Krishna's wife, not my wife. I cannot be your husband. Krishna is your pranavallava. What do you say?
Lord of your life.
So whom do I marry? I married your shadow, Chaya Radha. Understand me? I married your shadow. Yes, that is Purnamasi's arrangement and the direction of Purnamasi. Vrindadevi made that arrangement. I married your shadow, Chaya Radha. Your real husband is Krishna. Understand me? That is. And when this Ravana kidnapped Sita, he couldn't kidnap real Sita. He kidnapped shadow, Chaya Sita, Maya Sita, illusory Sita. Isn't it? Understand? Similarly, this Ayana was married Chaya Radha, not real Radha. Cannot be. Real Radha is wife of Krishna. Krishna is a real husband. A real husband. Radha Kanta, Radha Natha. Understand? So, he said all these things. At that time, came Kutira. The sister of Ayan Ghosh, Kutila, came. Kutila took the dust from the lotus feet of Radha, put on this Sindhi. What do you say? In the middle, the women comb their hair in that way, and in the middle they put on vermilion, the wedded wife. Kumkum. Wedded wife, they put on vermilion in this. And this Kutila put the dust there. Sindhi, we say. All right, understand? And she became ecstatic and said, O Radhi, today I got opportunity to touch your lotus feet and get some dust and put on my head. Then I am really sati chest, sati sadhi today. I am really chaste today because I got this opportunity to take some dust from your lotus and put on my head. I had a great pride. I had a great pride that there is no such chaste lady like me in the world. I had that pride. Yes, I had that pride. Therefore, always I try to say and prove that you, Radhe, you are a prostitute. I am just lady. Understand? You are going to a paramour, that Krishna paramour, disregarding your husband. Understand? I had that pride, great pride. I tell you, I was always trying to prove that thing, that you are a prostitute. But, Radhe, you are all worshipable. You are, Krishna is the only husband of all the women in the world. Savaipati, Krishna is the only husband of all the women in the world. Do you understand? One day Krishna made a trick, that Krishna is a shivering, high fever, Do you understand? What shall be done? Other people will go. If there is one chaste lady, very pure chaste lady, if she can bring water with a pot where there are hundreds of holes in that pot, that pot will she'll bring water and not a drop of water will fall, then that's my medicine. I'll drink it, my fever will go out. Understand? Made such things. Yeah. So, I had that pride that I am sati sadhi, I am most just lady in the world. And Radha is prostitute. All right, Kutila, you are sati, just lady, go take this pot and bring water. When I put the pot, took the pot, pour water, all water poured out. So, my pride is crushed. Then, Radha's son, allied Radha, you now take the pot and bring water. Radha took that pot, full pot of water, brought, not a drop of water, fell down. Then proved that she is real chaste, I am not chaste. My pride was crushed. Kutira said like that. Understand? This is all real arrangement of Yoga Maya. All these things takes place. So, now it is proved that you, Radhe, you are real chaste lady. Not I. My pride was crossed. In order to nourish this, your leela with Krishna, I am just playing a part. In order to nourish your leela with Radha Krishna's leela. And this is all arrangements of Yoga Maya. Purnamasi. So, today really I am very proud that I got the opportunity of taking some dust from your lotus feet and put on my head. Really my life is successful today. Really I am fortunate today. So, at that time, from other direction, Chandravali came. Understand? Chandravali came with her sarthi headed by Saibya. Coming, seeing the condition of Radhani, she fainted and fell down. Chandravali fainted and fell down, putting her head at the lotus feet of Radha. Understand? Tears were rolled down, were rolling down from her two eyes like torrential rain, as if washing the lotus feet of Radha with that tears. Chandravali was washing the lotus feet of Radha with that tears. Then said, O Radhe, in many ways I am spoiled, I am called Ankini. You understand? Black spots in my character. Krishna is really your husband, Pranavallava. Really your Pranavallava. Krishna is your Pranavallava. And you are leftist. Bhamin, Bhamangi, Bhamangi. Understand? To develop your, this sulkiness, the leftist mood, sometimes Krishna goes to Mayinkunja, only for that purpose. Sometimes goes to Mayinkunja. I was saying that thing the other day, that story. Now this story is there now. This coming up now. Yes. Sometimes Krishna comes to Mayinkunja in order to raise the your mood of leftist mood to the highest level. So he comes, otherwise he won't come to me. Because you are really Krishna is really your Pranavallava, not mine. Do you understand? In order to this, therefore, I have relationship with you, Radhe. Therefore, I feel myself very fortunate, Radhe. Yes. Though I was taking part in the leela of Krishna, still I am very, very distressed and I have so many black spots in my life, Kalankini. You understand? And Krishna sometimes leaves and you and comes to me, you feel such pure pang of separation from Krishna. I am the reason for that. Still I know. Krishna only thinks of you, even in dream he thinks of you, never thinks of me. Krishna never becomes satisfied getting any of us but you, Radhe. I know it very well. And this is all Yoga Maya's arrangement, this leela. Do you understand? Yoga Maya's arrangement, leela. And by the arrangement of the Yoga Maya's trick, we are all dancing in Brahmavani. So, everybody, even the dust of Vrajabhumi, all, you understand, are engaged in Krishna's Leela. The nourishing Krishna's Leela. Some in favorable way, some are in unfavorable way. All are nourishing Krishna's Leela. Do you understand? Yes, nothing else. If your condition is such dying condition, you are in dying condition, if you die, what will be the condition of Vrajabhumi? I could not think of, I cannot think of. Nobody will be alive. Oh, everybody will die if you die. This will be condition of Vrajabhumi. Huh? And what will be condition of Krishna? Krishna will never come here. If he Radharani is dead, he will never come here. We will not get Krishna again. You understand? Chandravali says like that. Huh? In the meantime, Krishna's Ratha arrived there. Krishna's Ratha arrived. Understand me? Krishna's Ratha arrived. Huh? Immediately jumped out of Ratha. Huh? Asked Vrajabhumi. Krishna asked Vrajabhumi. Huh? Again, Jagamaya's activity began. And Krishna ran to Nidhuvana, where Radharani is lying. Ran there. And saying, Radhe, 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 Dehi Padapallava Mudaram, Dehi Padapallava Mudaram, Dehi Padapallava Mudaram. Oh, Radhe, please give me your lotus feet, please give me your lotus feet. Dehi Padapallava, I will put on my head. Sirasi Mandanam. Understand? Jayadav Goswami has written that thing. Radhe, Dehi Padapallava Mudaram, Mama Sirasi Mandanam. I want to put your lotus feet on my head, or Radhe, please give me your lotus feet, give me your lotus feet. Understand? Jayadav Goswami has written that thing. Krishna says like that, Only thing, Then such wonderful Leela. Seeing the condition of Radharani, acute pang of separation, dying condition, Krishna's hand and legs pushed into the body, and he became like a tortoise. That is Jagannath. Became like a tortoise. You understand? Tortoise. Eyes dilated, like a tortoise, heads, and so legs and hands pushed into the body. That is Jagannath, form of Jagannath. Radha Viraha Vidura. Radha Viraha Vidura. You understand? Jagannath is Radha Viraha Vidura. Krishna Radha Viraha Vidura, that is Jagannath. Healing pangs of separation from Radha. That is Jagannath. That form. Understand me? Yes. And I expanded it. You understand? This is the condition of Krishna. As if Krishna is drowning in the Radha Bhava Sindhu. Radha, the thought of Radha like an ocean. And Krishna is drowning in that ocean. Radha Bhava Sindhu. That is Jagannath. Mahaprabhu. Understood? This is Jagannath. And the breeze blowing, touching the body of Krishna, you understand? And that breeze touches the body of Radha. Do you follow me? When that breeze touches the body of Radha, taking the aroma from Krishna's body, that was like a medicine giving life to Radha. Sanjeevani, Sanjeevani. Understand? Sanjeevani. Then, in the meantime, that moment, Lalita is singing Radhe, and the Iyar sab Radha Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram Ram
Ram Hare Hare.
Radharani is getting some consciousness now and telling in her ear, Radhe, Krishna has come. Krishna has come. Krishna has come. Understand me? Yes. Huh? Then Radharani got life. You understand? Got life. Gradually opened her eyes, saw Prana Vallabha, husband, lord of her life. As soon as saw the Lord of her life, Prana Vallabha Krishna, immediately all is that feeling and the acute pang of separation gone, vanished, gone, finished, no more. Do you understand? But what is Krishna's condition now? Krishna is a tortoise condition. This condition, Baba. It's Krishna's condition. Radhani saw this is Krishna's condition. Completely unconscious. Unconscious. Sanyayana. Then dearest Sakhi Visakha called, Radharani called, dearest Sakhi Visakha, please take care of Krishna. Please take care of my Prana Vallabha, the Lord of my life. At that time, Visakha knows what to be done. What is medicine for it? Visakha knows it. Yes. So, Visakha went to Krishna. In her ear, started chanting Radha Nam, name of Radha, Radhe, 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 Vrishabhanu Nandini Radhe, Kanumana Mohini Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. That is the medicine. Visakha knows it. That medicine Visakha applied. Immediately, and Krishna entered into the ears of Krishna, Krishna got back consciousness. You understand? Opened the eyes. Krishna opened the eyes. Then, Shyama's eye, Krishna's eye, and Radha's eye. Eye to eye union now. Eye to eye union. Eye to eye union. They all forgot the past event, everything. Where is Dwaraka? Where is Brajabhumi now? Where is the acute pang of separation, Baba? Both of them, Radha and Krishna, both of them in the kunja, Nidhubana kunja now, isn't it? Nidhubana kunja. Both of them lying in nice bed there, and Brahma Muhurta. The cuckoo say, coo, coo, coo. They woke up. They woke up. Then Shyama Sundara, Krishna is now Shyama Sundara, Tribhanga Lalita, flute now, singing nicely Krishna in the kunja. Do you understand? And Srimati Radhani is there, putting on blue sari. On Krishna's left-hand side, Radha and Krishna standing. Do you follow? At that time, Lalita Sundari lit Pancha Pradipa to do arati. All right, arati, Lalita. For arati with Pancha Pradipa. Do you understand? We do. Mangala arati at that time, Radha and Krishna. And Visakha started kirtan, playing murdang. Hare Krishna, tha 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 tha. Hare Hare. Visakha started. Other normal sakhis came. They joined. Kirtan was there. All pangs of separation gone. Now milano. Now there is we. Union after viraha, and after union again viraha. Do you understand my language? Union after viraha, again viraha after union. This is such a nice, wonderful Madhurjya Maya Leela. Brother Rumi. So, Krishna is looking at the lotus-like face of Radharani. Then stand. Once casting the glance. Casting glance. Crooked way. Krishna is very crooked person. Crooked way. And thereby, shooting arrow, more than a cupid's arrow, and that pierces the heart of Radharani. And at the same time also, Krishna is releasing the madhu, honey, emanating from the lotus-like face of Radha. There is honey in the lotus flower, yes. And now both Radha and Krishna sitting on transcendental golden throne, the Vrishinghasana, you understand? At that time Krishna says, O Radhi, in Tattva there is no separation between yourself and myself. Where is separation? There is no separation. You understand? In order to show your Bhamya Bhav, understand? Bhamya mood, leftist mood, and raise it to the highest level, I create such thing, Leela, such separation. Otherwise, in Tattva there is no separation. You are always with me, I am always with you. Because your love for me is pure love. And your love is like ocean, unlimited ocean. And I want to drown in that ocean. Your love is like ocean. And to enter into the core of your heart. Core of your heart. So, in order to do that thing. So, I'll remain in Jagannath Puri Dham, Nirasala Khetra, in this form, tortoise form, big, big eyes, hand and legs, pushed up. Understood? I'll remain there in Jagannath Puri Dham, that is Radha Viraha Vidhura Rupa. Feeling pangs of separation from Radha and becoming so ecstatic Mahabhava, just drowning in the Radha Prema Sagara. Radha Prema ocean, just drowning. That is the form of Jagannath. Understand? That is form of Jagannath. And I also, accepting your mood, sentiment and complexion, remain there in the form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, in that Puri Kshetra. Jagannath is Krishna, but Radha Viraha Vidhura. Feeling acute pangs of separation from Radha, Chaitanya is Krishna, feeling acute pangs of separation from Krishna. Radha Viraha Vidhura and Krishna Viraha Vidhura, two are there. Understand my language? Why, after taking of sannyas, he went there? Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu is in Radha Bhava. All is crying for Krishna. The same mood Radharani feels. Same mood. Acute pang of separation from Krishna. Yes, it's Radha Bhava. So, Krishna in Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you understand? Krishna Viraha Vidhura, Krishna in the form of Jagannath, Radha Viraha Vidhura. Both are there in Jagannath Puri Kshetra. Understand me? You understand? Meeting. Yes. Jagannath is crying for Radha and Mahaprabhu is crying for Krishna. When they meet, oh, Mahi Prana Vallava, Mahi Prana Vallava. Isn't it? And Jagannath shows the Syama Sundara form to Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he is Radha Rao. Then Mahaprabhu says, yes, my Prana Vallava, isn't it? Jagannath, Radha, Viraha Vidhura, Chaitanya, Krishna Viraha Vidhura. Both Viraha Vidhuras are there. So, Jagannath Khetra is Vipralamba Khetra. Understand me? Vipralamba Khetra, feeling pangs of separation. Understand? This is Jagannath Khetra. Understand? Yes. Krishna says, I'll be in that form there, and I'll also be in form of Mahaprabhu, accepting your mood, O Radharani, and your complexion. Feeling pangs of separation for Krishna, and Jagannath form feeling pangs of Radha. I'll take with me my brother Balaram and sister Subhadra because they helped me in this meeting. They helped me and brother me in this meeting, and therefore I take them with me. So I'll be there in this part. My brother Balaram and sister Subhadra there in this part. Understand why this part? This is what. This is the drowning in the Radha Prema Samudra. Understand? Radha Prema is like ocean. This is, we are all drowning in Radha Prema Samudra. Samudra ocean. And floating. And in the form of three logs. Three logs will float in the ocean. Understand? And this day, they appear in the three log form, floating in the ocean. This is Nandatra today. Therefore, the birthday of Jagannath, the public bathing is there. Understood? Jai Jagannath Ji ki! Jai! Jagannath Ji ki Nandatra Mahotsav ki! Jai! Understand me? So this is the Leela. Mahaprabhu is the combined form of Rasarasa and Mahabhavai, Madanakya Mahabhavai. Radha, Rasarasa Mahabhavai Katannu Haya, Nam Sankirtana Rasit Jagat Mataya, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So I'll remain there and chanting Hare Krishna, I myself will release that prema rasa, loving mellow, nectar and mellow emanating from this Harinam Sankirtan, and also I'll distribute it to all fortunate jivas, those who are very greedy for it. Understand me? Those are very greedy for it. I'll distribute it. I'll give them opportunity to release that. And all of you, brother gopis, gopis, they will be there in, take part in my Chaitanya Leela, as my associates. Yes. All brother gopis in male form there at that time. Raya Ramananda is Visakha Sakhi, Sarvadandar Goswami, Lalita Sakhi, Grandstand, all Chaitanya's associates, they are all gopis, gopis. Yes, in all male form. Yes. Grandstand. And in this way, I'll do my leela there in Jagannath Puri Dham. Understand? Thank you very much.
Hare
Krishna. Jai Jagannath. Jai Jagannath. Jai Mahaprabhu. Understood?
Never heard such a wonderful
song. How it is? Why this form and how it is? Why there is Jagannath Puja? Why Mahaprabhu taking sannyas? Why stayed there? What is the reason behind it? This is the reason. Mahaprabhu is Krishna Viraha Vidhura. Jagannath is Radha Viraha Vidhura. Jagannath is crying for Radha, Mahaprabhu is crying for Krishna. They meet together. So Mahaprabhu went there, stayed there. And Jagannath Khetra, Ishwat Khetra is Vipralambha Khetra. Both of them feeling pangs of separation, Vipralambha, Virahalabha, Vipralambha Khetra. Understand? Yes? Not different from Vrindavan. Not different from Vrindavan. This Viraha Vidura, Vipralambha Khetra, you follow, Vipralambha Khetra, is mentioned. Is mentioned in what Vaishnava Tantra. Mathura Dharakalila Dakaroti to Gokule Nilastas Tita Krishnasta Evarasati Prabhu. Whatever Lilas, Krishna does in Golaka, Mathura and Dwaraka, the old Lilas, he does in Nilastra Khitra. It's Vaishnava Tantra mentioned. So understood? Yes. So why Mahaprabhu is there? Why? You understand? Taking a sannyas, why is there? Because it's Vipralambha Khetra. Mahaprabhu is Radha, Krishna Viraha Vidra, Jagannatha Radha Viraha Vidra. I meet together. Yes. Mahaprabhu is crying for Krishna, Jagannath is crying for Radha. Jagannath sees Mahaprabhu, oh Radha, my dear wife. And Mahaprabhu sees Jagannath, and Jagannath shows him beautiful Shyama Sundara Pharu. Mahaprabhu says, oh, my Prana Vallabha, my Prana Vallabha, my Prana Vallabha. Lord of my life. So, meeting together. Understood? This is Jagannath. Come, visit Jagannath Khetra. Mr. Dev. So, Khetra. Very dear. Yes?
Was Nityananda playing a special role also?
Yes. Nityananda is Balaram. Nityananda is Balaram. And Jagannath says, taking my brother and sister, I'll stay there. Because they helped me, this leela. Nityananda is Balaram. Yes. Baladev. Balaram huila nitai. Rajendra Nandan is Sachi Sutra Hila Sai, Balaram Hila Nitai. So,
Balaram is
One
guru. Guru has two facets, manifestations of Nityananda Ram, and other facet is Radha Priya Sakhi. Two facets. Sikunjo, you know Rati Kheli Siddhi. Jada Ali Virjukti Rapi Kheniya. Tatra Adi Nakhya Dati Vallabhasya. Bande Guru Sri Charna Ravindam. That is Radha Priya Sakhi. Guru is very dear. Girl companion of Radha. That Radha Priya Sakhi. One facet. Another facet? Manifestation of Nityananda Ram. So, Baladev has plough in his hand. Plough. Isn't it? Krishna has flute. Krishna Balaram. Plough and flute. Why?
Plough in the heart.
Plough means ploughing. Cultivation. The khetra. Field. Very deeply. What is that? Take out the weeds, throw away. Then, field will be, barren field will be, fertile field. Then, Bhaktilata Bija will be sown. That is first needed Baladeva's plough. Yes, for cultivation. Then, Krishna's flute, akarsana. Karsana, akarsana. Karsana means ploughing, then akarsana. Then Krishna's fruit will attract you. Otherwise, not properly cultivated, Krishna's fruit cannot attract you. Then Karsana Akarsana, Krishna Balaram. Plough and fruit. Understand? Well, Krishna Balaram Mandir, Krishna Balaram Temple. Yes, Krishna Balaram Temple. Yeah. And Prabhupada waited for the appearance day of Nityananda Prabhu. to install the cornerstone. Understood? Why? Why he did so? Now you understand. Yes. Krishna Balaram Mandir. Yes. And both are there. Radha Viro Vidurakru. Saitanya is there, and even if the Jagannath is there, Krishna Viro Vidurakru. Saitanya is there. Radha is coming now. We are constructing Radha Gopinath temple now. We'll install Radha Gopinath deities now. Yes, Radha is coming now. Yes. Understand what is that? Huh? Understand? Mr. Dev, understand? Yes. All right, thank you.
Jai Krishna. Jai Gurudev Maharaj.
Prabhupada Maharaj ki jai. Samaveda Bhaktavinda ki jai. Jai Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Dev ki jai. Jai Sri Satinandana Gaura Hari ki jai. Gaura Bhaktavinda ki jai.